Today I will be teaching briefly on attracting the glory of God. Attracting the glory of God. We have been treating the unlimited glory this month. And today we are going to attract this glory. Let's turn our Bibles quickly to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 7. We're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, please. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house for the Lord, could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Verse 3, and when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. While Solomon was praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the sacrifices. When we pray, fire comes down from heaven. But fire does not come down to consume every animal. It only consumes sacrifices. And in the book of Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, says we are living sacrifices and our bodies should be presented as living sacrifices. Verse 2, when you present your body as the living sacrifice, we will now be renewed and be acceptable. So when you pray, the fire will come. Today we are going to pray, and that fire will come. But that fire will only consume sacrifices. Are you a sacrifice? Is your body a sacrifice? Once you make body, lay it at the altar as sacrifice, and the fire consumes it. In the midst of the singing and the dancing and the worship, then the glory of God is attracted. And the glory of God is so manifest that it can block a man. Verse 2 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 says that he blocked the priest, that the priest could not enter. Because the glory filled the house. So the glory can actually prevent sickness from coming around you. The glory can prevent the devil from coming around you. The glory can prevent your enemies. They can hate you, but they will hate you from afar. They will not come anywhere near you because of the glory. And today we are going to attract that glory. But if you are not a living sacrifice, an opportunity will be given to you before the end of this sermon. So that you can invite the life of Christ into your life. So that when we start praying and start experiencing the fire and the presence of the Holy Ghost, you will not be a spectator. Because let's say the truth, when fire is burning, even if you're not the one burning, you will feel the heat. So we look as if it's affecting you, but it's not. Because you're not a sacrifice. Said earlier on, the fire only consumes sacrifices. So the fire will be going around looking for Sacrifice. And when the glory comes, we have different dimensions of the glory. That's why we are treating the unlimited glory. Glory comes in different dimensions. The dimension of light. We can see that in the story of Moses, when he came down from Mount Sinai in the book of Genesis, chapter 32, 33, and 34. There was one time he came down that his face was shining so bright after he saw the glory of God that the Israelites had to cover his face with a sack so that the glory radiating from him will not blind them. Today, the glory of God is going to be made manifest in everyone's life here. That when your enemies see you, they will run away. When those that hate you see you, they will run away. When those that have devised means to bring you down see you, they will be the ones that will sing your praise in the name of Jesus. There's another dimension of fire. That one is many in the Bible, but I want to pick only the story of Elijah. He commanded fire one time to arrest him. And the fire consumed all the soldiers. Another time, they wanted to try his God. He commanded fire. The fire consumed sacrifices again. Licked it all up. Even the water. The same Moses, when he was in the wilderness, the Bible tells us that there was a time a bush was burning. So he was literally seeing the glory of God manifest in fire, but the bush was not burning. Because the fire don't just burn on anything. It only burns sacrifice. It only consumes sacrifice. It's only attracted to sacrifice. You can be with us, you can be one of us, you can identify with us, but are you a sacrifice? Only sacrifices attract the fire. There's another dimension of a deliverer. We can find that in the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3. When they threw the three Hebrew boys in the fire, they experienced the glory of that fire. That the king that ordered their death was the one who saw that. Is it not three people we threw there? I can see the fourth one, and the fourth one looks like the Son of God. The glory of God manifested even in the fire to deliver. So if you think you're in fire right now, you're going through very troubled times, very trying times. Today you're going to attract the glory. That those who mocked you and asked you, where is your God? They'll be the one who will say, God don't do one for this one. No. I said, they will say, your God has done it for you in the name of Jesus. They are the ones that will now announce your glory. I said, they will announce your glory. But today we are going to concentrate more on the dimension of warfare. The story of King Jehoshaphat. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you read the story of Jehoshaphat. He was the king of Jerusalem and Judea. But their enemies ganged up against them to destroy them. The enemies were the Ammonites, the Edomites, and the Moabites. The Edomites could be described as their family because the Edomites and the Israelites are actually descendants of Abraham. So if you have any enemy that is family, today, God will destroy them in the name of Jesus. The Ammonites can be described as people that they helped because when they came into the promised land, they didn't send them away to be destitute. They accommodated them. Now the Ammonites have grown so big. that they ganged up to destroy them. Have you helped people in life? Have you favored people in life? But today, it looks as if the people that you've helped are the ones that are against you. Today, God is going to silence them in the name of Jesus. They are going to destroy themselves in the name of Jesus. And the Moabites can be described as people that just like people that hate you. Are you listening to me? They just want your downfall. They don't know whether you're a good or a bad person. They just want to bring you down. The Bible says Jehoshaphat and the armies of Israel worshipped God. And the glory of God laid ambush for their enemy. The glory of God today is going to lay ambush for your enemies in the name of Jesus. And the enemies began to kill themselves. They began to kill themselves. Your enemies will destroy themselves in the name of Jesus. I say every enemy fighting against you will destroy himself in the name of Jesus. They began to kill them. The Bible even gave us an analysis of how it went. The Ammonites and the Moabites killed the Edomites. Then they now faced themselves. Then killed themselves. Then the last man looked around. I've killed everybody. Now killed himself. So they won a war without fighting, because the glory of God in the place of warfare laid ambush for their enemies. The glory of God is going to lay ambush for your enemies today in the name of Jesus. But you have to first of all attract that glory. The glory does not just go round to and fro looking for who to fight a warfare for. You have to attract the glory. I want to lay emphasis on Solomon, King Solomon. We read in the book of Chronicles how he was praying, then fire came, consumed the sacrifice, glory of God came, priests couldn't enter, people started bowing down and worshiping because they saw the fire and saw the glory. But before then, before the glory, before the fire came down, Solomon did certain things. Today you're going to do certain things. When God commanded through David that Solomon will build the temple, the Bible records that Solomon obeyed and built the temple. So the first thing is obedience. Many of us have fallen under the category of disobedience. I can find this in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 9 and 10. In short, let's read it. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 9 and 10. We'll find the first two points that attract the glory. First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9 and 10. So let me read verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all the earth, and understandeth all the imaginations of your thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. He will be found out of thee. And if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Verse 10. Take heed now, for the Lord has chosen thee to build the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. He was instructed to build the sanctuary. He obeyed. He was instructed to be strong. He was strong. And he did it. There are many of us that the Lord has instructed. But instead of us to do what he said we should do, we'll procrastinate. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next month. 2 months to the end of 2021. Don't worry. January 2022, I will start. Solomon did it. The Bible said, and he did it. You have to get up Wake up and do it. He didn't just obey. He didn't just start to do it. He completed it. There are many of us that we start, we will begin, but we don't get finishing. We don't complete anything. You will start the training, you will drop out. You will start to learn the handwork. The master too wicked, the too strict. You will drop out. You will start the interview process. How will they say we should reach there at 7 a.m.? My house is at Ajah, I cannot make it. You will drop out. You will start, but you don't finish. Is it in your relationship? Your marriage? Or in the midst of your relatives, your siblings, you start, you don't finish. Is there anything that you have started? Or is there anyone here who is finding it difficult to finish? The grace to complete will fall upon you today in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Solomon did it. And he completed it. Note that at the place of completion, the Bible recorded that Solomon was in fellowship with God. Completing it does not bring down glory, but fellowship attracts the fire. And it was very clear. While Solomon was still praying, he was still at the place of fellowship. There are many of us, when we needed it, we were always in church. When we needed it so badly, we were always in the house fellowship. Midweek service, first to come. But just a small reflection of the glory, and you're now too busy for fellowship. You don't have time anymore. Solomon was at the place of fellowship. He had already laid the sacrifices. Today, we are going to lay our lives as living sacrifices. And the grace to complete it, God is going to give to you in the name of Jesus. The grace to finish, God is going to bring to you in the name of Jesus. And for those of us that still find it difficult to even start, the grace to do it will be given to you today in the name of Jesus. And for those of us that still find it difficult to even obey, obedience, which is the basic, God is going to change your heart. From Romans chapter 12, verse 2 that we read, He's going to transform you. That from the very moment you leave this house today, you shall begin to live a transformed life in the name of Jesus. You're going to experience the fire today in the name of Jesus. I know you've been shouting amen. You've been receiving. You've been accepting. But deep down in your heart, you know that if it happened now, you're not going to be caught up in the air. You know you're not born again. While the spirits and the fire will be coming down, consuming the sacrifices. Yes, you can fall down. You might even put your life flat on the ground. And the fire will not accept your sacrifice. Why? Because the fire does not go around Israel looking for animals to consume. It only consumes sacrifices. So if you are here and you want to become an acceptable sacrifice to God, I want you to lift up your hands where you're seated. There's no need to be shamed. There's no shame in this matter. It's a matter of the glory of God, or you continue to suffer in pain. You continue to suffer the shame. You continue to suffer disgrace. Let me see your hands up. Lift it up very well. Lift it up very well. There is no shame in this thing. Stand up. Wherever you are, just stand up. Stand up on your feet. Stand up boldly. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother at the back. Jesus Christ said, if you are ashamed of me on earth here, me too, I will close my eyes in shame where my Father is. If you're standing on your feet, please come out. If you want to join them, please come out. Let's bow down our heads to help others that are still shy. Let's close our eyes. If you want to join our brothers, please come out. If you're in the overflow and you want to give your life to Christ, come upstairs. We are going to be praying. But I don't want you to pray. And at the end of the exercise, the glory does not cover you. My brothers in front, just talk to your Creator, talk to God. Make peace with Him. Ask Him to come into your life. Surrender all your worries, your troubles to Him. For in Jesus' name we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your sons. We thank you because we know that they are one of the major reasons for this sermon this morning. We ask, O Lord, that you come to their life and possess them in the name of Jesus. Possess their heart in the name of Jesus. Possess their life in the name of Jesus. That from this moment onward, they shall begin to enjoy the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you've heard us. For in Jesus' name we pray. You can open your eyes. Please follow my brother by my right hand side. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus very well. Before we start praying the warfare prayers, have it in mind, or don't tell you, that after the Amorites, the Edomites, and the other people killed themselves, you cannot contend in the place of warfare, then come out and still have warfare with men. The Bible records that people that came to war came with so much gold and so much wealth that all the Israelites had to do was to just go around and pick their victory, pick their prosperity, pick their blessings. Today, we are all going to pick our miracles in the name of Jesus. Going to pick the blessing in the name of Jesus. Just going to, you are just picking it up. And the kind of wealth that the Israelites gathered that day, they had never seen it before. Today, the kind of miracle the Lord is going to give you is going to be so outstanding that years from now, you will make reference to this day in the name of Jesus. I say years from now, you still make reference to this day in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet. If you want to clap for Jesus, please clap for him.